Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me. Well, as I was getting ready to begin this broadcast, it just occurred to me yesterday, I started reading Psalm 133, and I never finished. We're talking about principles of spiritual unity. We were talking about what God is, what I sense the Holy Spirit is focusing on, doing a quick work. The days are evil. The time is short, and we are to redeem the time. And so if ever we are going to serve the Lord, if ever we are going to be wholehearted in our commitment and consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ, now is the time. Only the Lord knows how much more time there is before the return of the Lord. But His return draws nigh. And so, beloved, I'm praying for the fire of the Lord, the zeal of the Lord to burn in the hearts of His people around the world. Those of you listening, I don't believe it's by accident. God, if you're not a part of the UCM family, if you're not on my mailing list that receive the monthly letters of encouragement, if you just happened to tune in, it's because God is stirring your heart. You're not satisfied with your walk in God. He's blessed you. He's been so good and faithful to you, but you just know there's more. That's in my heart. That's in my spirit. I want more of God's presence, more of the power of God, more of the anointing of God, more of God's word, greater understanding, greater revelation that He will be to me all that He desires to be, that He will fulfill and accomplish His purposes for my creation. You know, before the foundation of the earth, He knew us. We love Him because He first loved us. He has a plan, brother and sister, for your life. And you are on an adventure. You are on a journey to discover what His plans are. Praise God. I was just thinking that scripture came into mind. I love it in Proverbs, talking about wisdom. All her ways are pleasantness and all her paths are peace. Isn't that wonderful? So unlike the world. You see, we don't have to be fretful. We don't have to be concerned about what does the Psalm say? Fret not thyself because of evil doers, of him that prospers in his way. Well, because the Lord sits in the heavens and He laughs, He shall have them in derision. If they will continue to walk with stubbornness of heart and stiffness of neck, God's judgment will be upon them. What was, but Paul says, we are well aware of the terror of the Lord. That's a strong word that's used in the King James, but beloved, just as Jonathan Edwards preached, in the hands of an angry God, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. So those who are wise will hear the word of God, and in love, understanding, while He has all power in heaven and earth, He deals in loving kindness and gentleness with us. He woos us. He knows how to touch the heart of the stubborn, the most rebellion. He knows how to minister and draw, just as He's drawing those who are His to Him, just as He describes so beautifully in Hosea through the prophets, His heartbroken condition at the unfaithfulness of His people, as He did in Ezekiel. His heart was broken. First Israel and then Judah turned away from Him, served other gods, went through the motions, appeared to have a form of godliness, but they denied the power of the living God. They denied their heritage, all the miracles and wonders that God did in the land of Egypt. It was recorded. It was carried down from generation to generation, and still they wanted to be like the nation surrounding them. They did the very things God told them not to do. They would experience judgment. And beloved, human nature hasn't changed. Only the Holy Spirit can change our hearts. Amen. And that's what he's desiring to do. He's doing a work individually in his members of the body of Christ. He's moving throughout the earth through his people. He's moving to bring his people together. Praise God. The key word is unity. So let's go on. Let me read Psalm 133 in its entirety. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, there was an actual beautiful sacred anointing oil made according to specific directions by the experience of the apothecary, if you will, but it represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Verse 3 says, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Hallelujah, that refreshing. Send us the rain, Lord, the former rain and the latter rain. As that dew brings life to the natural earth, so that dew, which really represents the Lord Jesus Christ, I won't take the time to go into scriptures now, but that's what it represents, the anointing of the precious Holy Spirit, because when we are willing to ascend into the high places of God in the Spirit, there the Lord commands his blessing, the blessing, as well as and even life forevermore, things that pertain to this life and to life eternal. Praise God. Beloved, it doesn't get better than that. Hallelujah. So the key word is unity. That same anointing flows, listen, beloved, from the head. Jesus represents our head. He had an anointing without measure, and it flows down to the body. Who's the body? That's you and me, beloved. We are the members of his body. And beloved, where there's unity within our whole, sometimes we're very fragmented, okay? That's why the psalmist prayed, unite my heart to fear thy name. So we, body, soul, and spirit, there's no conflict. There is in the carnal man. If we walk in the ways of the flesh, there's disharmony in our spirit man wants to walk after the law of God. Our flesh wants to walk after the carnal man. But Paul said, he said, oh, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And he goes on, I thank God through Jesus Christ, when he was talking about this dilemma. So this is a very real battle that we face, but we have the victory, beloved. You have the victory. How do you have the victory? By standing on the word of God, believing the word of God, quoting the word of God. When you're in temptation, when you are submitted to God and you resist the devil, resist that temptation, what does the word say? He will flee from before you. That's what the word says. So you got to put it into practice. You just can't hear it. You just can't say, oh, that was really good. No, you got to do it, beloved. Faith without works is dead. And so there is a blessing that comes with unity. Now, let me give an illustration. God's wanting us to work in team ministry, if you will. That's just another word for unity. And how can I describe that? Webster defines teamwork as to harness together as a team, just like a team of horses. Remember, they used to pull buggies and wagons. We, as the body of Christ, are to join together in cooperative activity. How can we best describe it? Well, many people love sports. It's just like an athletic team. Everyone has their own function, but it's a coordinated effort. Why? So they can win. Well, Jesus has already run the victory for us, but we are to work together in our various callings, our various ministries, and I'm not speaking of fivefold ministry, although that is certainly true. That has been established. That's an ascension gift ministry, which Jesus gave to the church for the perfecting of the saints. So every single member, from the least to the greatest, and beloved, you know, we say that, but we're all just as important. There's no great, there's no, you know, big me and little you. That is anathema. That's how the world thinks. No, every member of the body is important. It's a joint action by a group of people, just like a sports team, in which each person subordinates, listen to this, his individual interests and opinions to the unity and efficiency of the group. That's what brings success on a team, right? It's, you know, there can't be any superstar player. He's out there doing his thing. They depend on one another. If they're going to win the game, they have to flow together. They have to respect. Well, you know, I don't know sports. I'm not into sports. But I remember when I was a cheerleader in high school, there were guards, and they had to work in that capacity to prevent the other team from scoring baskets. It's been a long time, beloved. But anyway, I think those of you who understand sports, you got the idea, okay? And if you don't, I think you understand the importance of a family working together. A husband and wife each have different roles, but there's perfect harmony. Children working together. God loves unity. He loves harmony. What do you suppose heaven's going to be like? My goodness, He's got to prepare us for that. And then, of course, there'll be heaven on earth. Our dearly beloved departed ones that are now with the Lord, they're up in heaven. Wherever that is, the third heaven, praise God. But heaven is coming to earth, as we know at the, as John described in the closing chapters of the book of Revelation. John saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the sacred city, Jerusalem, was coming down to earth to forever be. God would forever be with His people. Isn't that something to get excited about? I can hardly wait. I don't know about you. So the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which is going to be revealed. Revealed in you, beloved, and in me because of Jesus. Don't you love Him? He's so wonderful. He's so precious. Well, I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this message, but I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on. At least we got through Psalm 133. But God has more. And I just trust the Holy Spirit to quicken us and to enlighten our minds and our understanding, that we can understand what God is doing in this hour, that we may experience that peace that passes all understanding, that you might know joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's my prayer for you, beloved, to know the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the zeal, the stirring of the Lord within your heart. Oh, nothing compares. There's no pleasure, no joy of this earth that compares to knowing and walking in the pleasure of the living God. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. If you email, I will pray for you. I'll confirm receipt. But if you'd like a personal answer, please share your mailing address. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.